Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we provide an update on the Frosty Pod Rot seminars being hosted by the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Fact: persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact: we have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the Act. Make a start and play a part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the Act.
Visit jcpdja.com.
The Frosty Pod Rot sensitization sessions targeting cocoa farmers in St. Mary have been well supported by the beneficiaries. That's the word from Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture ECA representative in Jamaica, Dr. Elizabeth Johnson. The sessions are designed to inform the farmers about how to prevent the spread of the frosty pod rot disease, which affects cocoa plants.
The idea really and truly is to sensitize them, inform them about the disease, what the processes would be, and the next steps for the management of the disease.
Sessions have been held in Belfield, Brainerd, Lewisburg, Anglican, Marlborough, and Woodside in the parish.
It's important that the farmers are on board and they understand the process. So far, the farmers have been receptive. They are interested. They want to learn more.
Dr. Johnson says sensitization is pivotal to preventing the spread of the frosty pod rot disease because the farmers play a critical role in strengthening the cocoa industry. While the turnout of the farmers for the sessions has been encouraging, she is urging others to make the effort to attend and benefit from the information. In the meantime, several changes have been made in the approach to treating with the frosty pod rot disease.
We have revamped the entire management of the disease, essentially taking it out of the cocoa board, putting it directly under the ministry, under the plant quarantine division, which is the division that is responsible for safeguarding the country in terms of our disease status.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry. The management of the disease is being supervised by a technical team.
We have started the sensitization. We have started the procurement in terms of what is required to fight the disease. And we expect with the cooperation of the farmers to be able to make some critical inroads.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry. The Ministry of Finance has also made a significant allocation in the 2018-19 budget to control the spread of the frosty pod rot disease. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. One finger can't kill lice. Translation: one finger alone cannot kill lice. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Now you can apply for your passport more conveniently. Simply drop off your application using our safe and convenient Dropbox service during regular opening hours at PICA's headquarters. Put your completed application form in the envelope provided, fill out the required information on the envelope, seal, and place in the Dropbox. It's that simple. You can even have your passport delivered to you by courier service. PICA, making applying for your passport a breeze.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, cooperation is necessary for projects involving more than one person. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.